Good morning. It is Tainis Esther, Thursday morning, Parshas Vayikra Toshim Pei Dalet. So just to recap, yesterday we learned the Machlokas, the Ramban, and the Rambam as to what the understanding is behind a Karban. And the Rambam seemed to be saying that being that there are desires that people would have to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in the way that they see that the goyim around them do that, which is through sacrifices, through Avodah Zorah. So therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a way, so to speak, to channel those taivas and to bring korbanos in a controlled way, in the way the Ribbono Shel Olam dictates. And the Ramban sharply disagrees with the Rambam, and he says no, that there's a panemius. There's a real way of serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. He desires that. It creates a Reach Nichoach, right? And according to the Rambam, why would it be Be'etzim a Reach Nichoach? Why would it be so pleasing if it's only, concession to Avodah Zorah? Also, the Ramban brings a number of proofs where Karbonos were brought even though there was no Avodah Zorah that abounded at the time, like Cain and Hevel, and like after the Mabul and the Kavana of Bilam. Okay, then we cited the Rambam in Perek Ches, Halacha Ches of Hilchas Me'ila. It's the last rather long Halacha in Hilchas Me'ila where the Rambam talks about Chukim and how a person must fulfill the Chukim even though they don't understand rationally the reason behind the mitzvahs. But every mitzvah has, of course, the Tom, whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam's design was, even though we are not privy to it, and therefore we have to keep the mitzvahs. And then at the end of that halacha, he says that karbanos also are chukim, and we don't really understand it. And the question then arises that, well, the Rambam seems to say in Mor Nevuchim that there is a reason behind the karbanos, there is a rationale behind the karbanos. And so why does he call it a chok in Hilchos Me'ila? That's where we kind of left off yesterday. Also, we asked the question that according to the Rambam, if it's only an answer to Avodah Zorah, why when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, when everybody will recognize the oneness of Hashem, why will there be a need for Karbanos? So the Chasam Sofer, in several places throughout his writings, in the Tshuvas and the Drushas, and here in Chulin, Mesech de Chulin and Daf Kuflam at Beis, it's actually Kuflam and Gimelam at Aleph, he cites this Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila. The Karbanos are Chukim She'enim Gluyim Lanu. They're Chukim that are not revealed to us the reasons of Ma'reich Nichoach V'Nachas Ruach LaKadosh Baruch Hu. How the Rambam says, how could the Ribbono Shel Olam have a Nachas Ruach with their Karbanos? And now, but at the same time, says Chasam Sofer, the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim that the world was shtufim b'avodah zorah, and they worshipped and they slaughtered animals, and therefore the masar lahem karbanos l'sakan avodasim l'Hashem. Therefore, the karbanos were given to us to channel our avodah to Hashem. So, and the Ramban he quotes v'tzavach Ramban. He cries out against the Rambam Shita. So now, how do we resolve this would-be contradiction between the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim and the Rambam and Hilchos Me'ila? So the Chasam Sofer brings down from the Maharit, who lived hundreds of years ago, he says in his Sefer Tzafnas Paneach, at the beginning of Vayikra, the Maharit has a Sefer Tzafnas Paneach, and he writes that even though the Rambam himself writes in Hilchos Me'ila he writes what he does. He says Ela afal pi sheyesh kan sodos niflos, even though there's great deep yesodos and fundamentals and wondrous things that are connected to a carbon. While the Rambam does agree with the Ramban, says the Maharit. The Rambam does agree with the Ramban. However, Hashem still should have asered, forbade us to bring karbanos, just like Hashem forbade us to bring a matseva. I think it means like a bama, right, an altar. that was beloved to Hashem at one time before we had the Mishkan. But va'aser, why is now a bama aser? Mipnei chok amurayim, because it's a chok of the goyim. The goyim use bamas. And therefore, just in the same way that the Rabbanu Shlomo asers the use of a bama, even though it's very common to be used, right? But it's used by the goyim. And therefore, even though there was a time that it was mutter for us, but Hashem made it aser because it mimics the ways of the goyim. So therefore, the Rambam in Hilchos Mori Nevuchim is coming to answer this question. Yes, so to speak. The Rambam agrees with the Ramban that there are real great essential and qualitative benefits of a korban and a reason to bring a korban. However, mitzat sheni, Hashem really should have made it usher, because by doing that, you're really following the ways of Avodah Zorah. V'hochinami havali le'esra kol ha-korbanos, Hashem should have asked all the korbanos, afal gav, even though shehei mahuvim, even though they're beloved to Hashem. V'al tiritz, regarding this, the Rambam says, adarab, on the contrary, ayidei zeh, by bringing korbanos, lo yunim shachim od achra Avodah Zorah, we will not be drawn to Avodah Zorah if left to our own devices, right? And we're not allowed to bring the Avodah Zorah. So with time, a person's mind and his heart might drift away to say, that seems like a very good way of serving. And they might be drawn to Avodah Zorah on whatever level it will be. You see, you have to understand also that what is Avodah Zorah for the Goyim, it might not be the same Avodah Zorah for us. Meaning to say, by the goy, by the pagan, he views the sheep, he views the cattle, he views the goat, whatever the case is, as the god, right? By us, we know that putting up the Egel HaZohav is called Avodah Zorah. We never thought, Klai Yisrael never thought that the Egel HaZohav is a god, right? We spoke about this in the Joshua a few weeks ago, that it would be an intermediary to lead Klai Yisrael through the Midbar like a Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is something that the Ribbono Shel Olam did not command, and therefore it's Avodah Zorah. So you might want to take it down a few notches and to say that the Rambam is concerned that maybe we may be attracted not to maybe perhaps the Avodah Zorah of the guy that we're going to think that the cow is the sacred cow, that the cow is an idol, but we will view the cow as having some kochos, like the Ramban said. If you remember the Ramban back in Parshas Kisiso, when they erected the golden calf, that the calf is a cow, and the cow is one of the images of the Maaseh HaMerkava, and the shore has a certain energy. In fact, it had movement, that Egel HaZohav, and it represents the kochos of Yosef, because Yosef is a shore, and so on and so forth. The whole concept, and to make the Avodah Zorah that a Jew might embrace, make it more sophisticated than what the pagans do, in India or in the jungles of Africa. You understand what I'm saying? So this is what the Rambam's concern was, that if the Rabbanu Shel Olam, yes, says this Maharit, actually the Maharit is considered like a Rishon, says the Maharit that the Rambam essentially agrees with the Ramban, that there is an inner kavana of karbonas. It does create reyach nichoach. But what the Rambam and the Mora Nevuchim is coming to answer is, but still in all, that the Torah should have ushered it because it mimics the ways of Avodah Zorah. On that, the Rambam comes in Hilchos Mori Nevuchim to explain that the answer to that question. Why is it that the Rabbanu Shel Olam did not usher Avodah Zorah? The answer is because, left to our own devices, we may gravitate to Avodah Zorah in the manner that I just kind of suggested what our Avodah Zorah might be. So, excuse me, this is one approach, you see, this is one approach to answer the contradiction in the Rambam, and also to understand why, according to the Rambam, there would be a need for a blood korbanos when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, because on that he will agree with the Ramban. So there's so much to be said about this Rambam, but I think this approach, the Chasam Sofer, he embraces this, because he cites him no less that I saw three different places throughout his writings in terms of how the Rambam is going to learn. Now, the Meshech Chochma, right? He has a hakdama here to Vayikra, right? Before he begins his pirush on the Pesukim of Vayikra, so the Meshech Chochma has a pirush hakdama. And he wants to say, he first cites the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, right? Simply put, as we laid it down. And then he says as follows, V'ula yesh lahachria, maybe we could suggest the following, that the karbanos that were brought on a bama, Now, what is a bum? A bum was just a basic altar. A person took a cinder block and he shechted it. Now, that was allowed up until the time that the Mishkan was built, right? And so today, a bum is usher. He says, the concept of bumma, he says, that even the Ramban would agree, was only coming to distance ourselves from Avodah. He doesn't say beferish that the Ramban would agree, but the way he's writing it is, Ula yesh lachria, when you're machria something, you weigh two sides, and he says, maybe you could say like this, the karbonis that were brought in Obama, hey makla harchik Avodah Zorah milavavis Am Yisrael, was coming to distance the hearts of Klal Yisrael from Avodah Zorah, because the Bama did not have all the trappings of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, and all the Kalim, and all the Penimius of it, right? In other words, if Salah makes these kalim, there's a certain panemius. It represents the oisis of Hashem and everything that we talked about, the Mishkan. That's true of the Mishkan. That's not true of a bama. So what's the concept of constructing a bama, taking a cinder block and slaughtering an animal, right? So therefore, that's what the understanding of a bama would be. That would be purely alderach, the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. It would only be to distance ourselves from Avodah Zarah, the concession, if you will, to Avodah Zarah. Loi kein karbonos beis hamikdash, but that's not true of the karbonos in the beis hamikdash. Hei mevadei lekarev ha'olamos ulechaber dodim. That's to bring the worlds together and to accomplish great spiritual feats, etc. And he wants to say something very interesting. The Gemara says in Nedarim, the Gemara frowns upon people who make Nedarim. Because if you make a Neder, well, first of all, what you're doing is you're saying it's not enough what Hashem forbade us to do. It's not enough, Isurim in the Torah, you know, to keep kosher and to refrain from this and refrain from that. And now I'm going to add things upon myself. The Torah really frowns on that. And also you set yourself up for failure if you violate the Neder. So the Gemara says in Nedarim, Hanoder, if a person makes a neder, ki'ilu bana bama, it's as if he builds a bama. And makaima, if you fulfill it, is as if you're makav a carbon. That's a Gemara Nedarim. So he says, very interesting, says the Meshech Chacham, what's the purpose of a bama, as we just explained right now? It's a hagdara, it's to keep us away from actual Avodah Zarah. So like, and as he's saying, the bama doesn't have the trappings of a holy Mishkan. It's only to keep us from doing the real Avodah Zarah. So Hashem gave us an outlet. So what is that called? A geder, a safeguard. And that's really what you're trying to do when you make a neder. You're trying to make a safeguard from doing other things that are wrong. Avol b'zmasha meitzach mikdash kayim. But when the Beis HaMikdash was around, he says, you really are a Russia if you're being magda yourself from Avodah Zarah when you build a bama. Because why would you need to make all kinds of, do all kinds of things to keep you from Avodah Zarah? Halo behechel kodshah v'yochel ha'agav ha'migdash. You could take advantage of the closeness of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash and you could embrace a mitzvah saseh of mikdash. So why go to the bama and to kind of use that as your way of removing yourself from Avodah Zarah? No, you have the Beis HaMikdash. You have something that's so spiritual, uplifting, that you don't have to do those kinds of things as building a bama. He says, Kein HaNeder, when you make a neder, you want to be magda yourself in a neder. But you really are doing something wrong. Why? Because you could just be involved in doing all the mitzvahs that the Torah already wrote. The Torah says don't eat chadash and don't eat trey food and don't wear shatnez and keep Shabbos and all of these things. You want to totally embrace the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't go finding all kinds of things. I'm going to refrain from eating a chocolate bar every Wednesday evening. I mean, whatever. Get yourself involved, so to speak, in the Beis HaMikdash experience. What does he call the Beis HaMikdash experience? He says, keeping all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So therefore, that's what he says. If you make a bama, what's the reason that you're making a bama? Is to make a getter from Avodah Zarah? He says, well, that was at the time that we didn't have a way out. We needed to make a bama. But we have a Torah now. We have a Beis HaMikdash now. So he equates keeping all the Torah like having the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so you can ask on the timeline there, right? There was a time when we had the Torah and we didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. But this is what he says. And therefore, he brings down Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen in Megillah. And Tosfos says that there's a machlokas whether the second Beis HaMikdash was sanctified for that time or is it sanctified for all future times. So according to the one that says, Lo kitchelosed lovo, that after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, there's no more Kedusha left there, right? That's a whole machlokas in the Gemara. He says, in any event, you're not allowed to be makriv on a bama. He says, why not? He says, according to the way I'm understanding, a bama is allowed when there's no opportunity to go to the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is something where you could use that sublime experience in coming close to Hashem. So you don't need the Bama. So he says, once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, if you say that there's no Kedusha there anymore, so what avenue left do we have? We don't. So why can't we build a Bama anymore? So the Meshech Chochma is Gevaldik. He says, we know the Gemara says in Yuma, that during the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, they saw that Avodah Zarah was rampant, so they davened to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and what did Hashem do? He was mevatel the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. And it says that a fiery lion came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim at that time, right? That's the Gemara in Yuma. So we don't have, in our days, we don't have that overt Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. Our Avodah Zarah is a little different. You know, we worship money and wealth and success and fame and so on and so forth. But says the Meshech Chochma, even if once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash to go to for that spiritual uplift, however, Bummas don't come back, because what's the Bama? The Bama is the answer to Avodah Zarah. But today there is no taiva for Avodah Zarah, so there's no need to do a Bama either. So when we do the Bama, what are we doing? We're just mimicking the ways of Avodah Zarah, and therefore remains Osir. So that's the way he develops this whole machlokes. So he wants to say again that you have these two aspects, and there are times when Bama was necessary. I shouldn't say necessary. Bamas were allowed. But then became bummers. Now that's all dependent on what you're trying to achieve. There were times where we needed the bummer to help us get by the taiva for Avodah Zarah, and the times that there weren't. And he uses the Ramban and the Rambam, and he very interestingly weaves these two together to come out with the pshat. Well, I guess we'll stop here, because we'll continue this and be Messiah on this inyan tomorrow. Have an easy fast, everyone. And